This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The April jobs report comes out Friday morning. We did get a sneak peek today, though. The private payroll processing company ADP says the economy created 247,000 new jobs last month. But we should tell you there is sometimes a good-sized disparity between those two counts, ADP and the Department of Labor. Of note today, though, was this. Bigger businesses, that is with 500 or more employees, created most of those new jobs. Companies with less than 50 people actually gave up a net 120,000 jobs. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on there.
So far this year, sales have been pretty good at Rothmans, a men's clothing store in New York. Co-owner Ken Giddens says a lot of people are buying clothes for the first time in years, but it hasn't been easy.
Now we are working all the time because we can't find enough people to staff our stores.
Giddens says the stores raised pay to retain its roughly 40 employees and lure new ones. To find them, he's reaching out to friends and advertising his openings on job websites. So far, he says it's been frustrating.
We're getting some resumes, and then we're seeing this new phenomenon where people are ghosting us after making interviews.
Small businesses are at a particular disadvantage when they're competing for workers against big businesses with more resources to attract and retain employees. Glenn McDonald at Washington University in St. Louis says that means they can just offer more to prospective hires.
It might be just directly in terms of wages and salaries. It might be through improved benefits or better work or more career development.
And with the job market as tight as it is, McDonald says big businesses basically only have two pools of potential workers they can draw from.
And it's going to be either smaller businesses that don't have the wherewithal to offer greater pay and greater benefits, or by pulling people into the labor force who presently aren't working.
If small businesses keep having trouble finding workers, they'll have trouble growing, says Karen Kerrigan, CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
And then that has an impact on the vibrancy of the economy, the competitiveness of the economy, and also the willingness of other people to start businesses, on entrepreneurship in general.
In 2019, businesses with fewer than 50 employees employed a quarter of the overall workforce. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.